When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, J-Nog, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how you feeling today?
Not too good, whoever you are, tech stuff, Fred. We, as you can see, I'm doing this on a cell phone. Some people call it a cellular phone as well.
Okay.
Because the radical left or the deep state or maybe even somebody worse, maybe China, destroyed my computer this week. So they said, sir, you'll never do a podcast. And I said, well, I'm going to use the cell phone very strongly. But I don't like doing it this way. I think it's very weak. I just don't. Phones are for Twitter, Parler, as we like to say. So it's a tough, we're all going through tough things. You thought COVID was tough. You know, me without my computer is, some might say, a lot tougher.
Now, are you nervous? Because I'm sure you had a lot of important information on that computer. Are you nervous that it was hacked and someone fried it or sabotaged your computer from an outside source?
No, you know what? That's a good question, actually. So finally, we got a tech stuff guy with a decent question. But no, it was Dell. You ever heard of Dell?
I've heard of Dell computers.
She lost a lot of weight, by the way. She's now dating. You know, it's funny. Adele is dating a black, but she lost all the weight, which is sort of surprising. I thought she would go for a white now that she's lost all the weight. But, now it's never over because they say, you know, it's not over till the fat lady sings, but now Adele's not a fat lady anymore, so she can sing a lot longer. So I think it's overall a happy ending. But the point is, she makes very shitty computers. She's a great, great singer, but not a good computer lady. Not even close.
I think Dell Computers is spelled D-E-L-L, and Adele, who you're talking about, I think is spelled A-D-E-L-E. So I think it's two different people. Okay, Dell's not a person, it's computer, but...
Oh, look at the tech stuff guy finally has a clarification on a tech stuff issue. It's better late than... Well, the point is, you can spell it however you want to spell it. They do it differently in England. You know, England, they spell Cutler with a U. You know, they spell words differently there. So the point is, I had Adele. I'll never have Adele again. Okay. Although she probably wants to date me because she lost all that weight and she's a nice blonde now. But I would, and the original song was supposed to be called Rolling in the D, meaning the Donald. Remember that big song she had?
I do remember. Would you ever date a woman who used to be really overweight and then lost weight?
If she maintains some of her skills from her heavier days, I would say sure. But overall, I think it would be too embarrassing, you know, when the tabloids start releasing the photos or they Photoshop like an old photo of her into a photo with me looking very strong and fit. The point is, we respect her singing and her weight loss journey. We respect that. Her shitty computers, though, can go fuck themselves. I think... Dell computers are really for poor, you know, they're for people in offices and schools where they're like, we need to order 15,000 shitty computers very quickly. And then in comes a truck full of Dell's crap. Okay. And, she had a song, Set Fire to the Rain. I'll set fire to her Dell computers. because they are crap, and they are. This isn't a victimless crime. Not only are they stopping me from doing strong Minesweeper, but also our people, our great Patreon people, our great subscribers, they're missing out on like the highest quality of podcasting because I have to do it on a phone. Maybe our friends in Korea, you know, Samsung is Korean. Mm-hmm. The good, you know, the weak Korea, the Korea that gives us tech but doesn't have Kim Jong-un.
I understand. You do sound fine, though, Mr. President, so I don't want you to be concerned.
Excuse me. I sound better than fine.
Okay, you sound excellent. You sound excellent.
There you go. Good save.
No problem. Now, happy pre-election day. Election day is tomorrow. Are you excited? Are you keeping up with all the elections going on all over the country?
Well, in New Jersey, we have a great Republican, handsome Italian guy named Jack Shit, running against ugly Michael Keaton guy.
Okay.
And Phil Murphy. He looks like a busted up old Michael Keaton. Even though I think he's younger than Michael Keaton, he looks like an old busted up Michael Keaton. But Jack Shit is a handsome guy. He looks kind of like a silver Maniscalco. You know that guy, Maniscalco, the comedian?
Yes, a very, very popular comedian. Yes, I do know.
He looks kind of like a handsome silver, like a silver fox version of Stephanie Maniscalco. The big race is in Virginia. We got Clinton stooge, Terry McAuliflower, going up against a great Republican who's just so strong, Glenn Youngkids. Okay, which when I saw that we had a guy running called Youngkid, I said, what a great tribute to the great Jeff Epstein, Sir Jeffrey Epstein. If we could take back Virginia after a totally racist blackface governor is done, we restore integrity and honor and decency into the capital in Virginia, Richmond, which was the capital of the Confederacy, by the way, during our great Civil War, the Confederacy, that was their capital. So we respect it greatly. Young Kids. If you have a guy named Young Kid, it would be such a Jeffrey Epstein would be is in heaven, of course, with the great Fred Trump, and he will shed a tear saying, I didn't think this day would come. And now we have a guy whose name is Young Kid.
You think Young Kid would build a statue for Sir Jeffrey Epstein at the Capitol?
I think it's certainly possible, but he'd have to make room by the Robert E. Lee statue and the John Rocker statue and all the great statues of our strong heroes.
Of course. I wanted to ask you, is it true that you will be speaking later tonight in Virginia?
No, that's we're preparing remarks right now. We're trying to get the right amount of N-words into the speech. Cause if you have too many, you know, some people might say, okay, you know, I like a good 3 to 4 N-word speech, but 19, that's a lot. That's a lot, sir. But if you have none, then you lose the strong conservatives. So, you know, it's a delicate process, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to speak the hell out of that speech. And it's going to, you know, Sleepy Joe is ruining our country and critical race theory and, trans people trying to do critical race theory is really ruining our country. So, you know, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to play some Dave Chappelle clips before I start speaking. And then, because Dave Chappelle, I mean, talk about the best of both worlds. He gets to rip the trans people, but then say the N-word. I'm usually not jealous of anybody, but I mean, if I could be one person that isn't Donald J. Trump, I would probably be Dave Chappelle.
Yes, he does say the N-word a lot, and he does speak a lot about trans people in his specials, for sure.
Didn't Eddie Murphy once, like, pick up, like, a trans person?
He did pick up a trans prostitute, I think, in his past.
But do you think Dave Chappelle is trying to be, you know, because Eddie Murphy was, you know, the guy. I'm sure you know this. He was the guy in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe Dave Chappelle is trying to trying to take over for Eddie Murphy and be like, I won't, you know, hook up with a trans person, but I'll insult the crap out of them.
I'll bash them until there are protests. I get it. That's a possibility.
What do you think about Trump Chappelle 2024?
It would definitely give a lot of popularity, and I see pretty cool t-shirts out of it for sure.
I mean, that would, what a ticket. What a ticket. And we would, believe me, we would charge about $2,000 a ticket.
Now, I wanted to ask you, so you saw the new Chappelle special and you enjoyed it?
Who's Chappelle?
Dave, you were just talking about him.
I said Eddie Murphy. Were you not listening? I said Eddie Murphy.
You did say Trump Chappelle, but I wanted to ask you about the speech tonight.
Okay, well, you're obviously lying tech stuff guy, so
okay.
Hope you enjoy your last show. First show, last show.
I mean, I just wrote down Trump Chappelle 2024. Why would I make that up? I had to get that from someone.
You know what? Under Sleepy Joe, I understand people having mental health issues. you might have to look into that. And we have strong sympathy for you if you're hearing things.
Okay. You might have a point there. For your speech tonight, how long do you plan on speaking for is the first question.
You know, we usually plan out a very modest 90 minutes. And then if I'm really feeling it, I go, 4 to 5 hours. So it's going to be one of the great ones. I think we're going to, you remember how I used to kiss the flag and rape the flag on my way to a stage to show how patriotic I was?
I once
finger banged a flag and the flag was like, sir, I'm not sure you should do this. And I said, shut your mouth, flag. And I really gave it to that flag. But I'm also going to stick a finger in the deuce hole of a Robert E. Lee statue as I walk up to the stage to prove how patriotic I am for the Confederacy. So we're feeling, I think it's going to be a beautiful night, a very patriotic, beautiful night full of Confederate flags and racism and Sleepy Joe hate.
There'll be a lot of Sleepy Joe bashing during your speech.
Oh no. We're bringing out a young kid is bringing out an old man who's a Democrat who we've dressed up as Sleepy Joe. And you know, we don't want to, the Mexicans, they do the pinatas, but that's weak. That's like candy for kids. What we do is we take an actual elderly Democrat and beat him to death at the rally. So it's very good, very patriotic. And I think you're going to see a strong turnout, very strong voter turnout after this.
That does sound like a party, Mr. President. You really know how to bring it. Now, who asked you to do this speech, or did you just volunteer to do this speech?
Well, a young kid is pretending not to want, because I know it's, you have to appear very, I'm here for the moderates, I'm here for the independents. But he told me secretly, he was like, sir, I love everything you're doing. You're the greatest president of this country's history. But if it's okay, I'm going to act like I am not super enthusiastic about you coming here. So basically, I invited myself, but with his secret approval.
I understand. Now, when you spoke in Arizona, you were very fond
of the melatonin also gave him a hand job.
Okay, let's clear that up. Now,
she's like the Mariana Rivera of my deals. She closes the deal. She comes in and instead of Enter Sandman.
What plays instead?
Instead of Enter Sandman, they play a very strong song by, remember Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes, I do remember him.
He had a song with a guy named Too Short, who really wasn't that short. But it was called Big Booty Hose. Now, melatonin doesn't have a big booty, but it's a very provocative song. I'll leave it at that. Rest in power, Big.
Didn't know you were such a Biggie fan. Now, I wanted to ask you, when you were in Arizona, you were very impressed with the supporters there, the women supporters there. Have you seen the women supporters in Virginia, and how would you rate them compared to Arizona?
I mean, that's a stupid question. No offense, stuff, but Arizona is one of our three greatest whore states. Okay, blonde without morals. Blondes without morals, by the way, is I donate to their charity every year. Blondes without morals. It's like Doctors Without Borders, except with bigger breasts and no morality. That's why they're called Blondes Without Morals. But Arizona, Florida, and even though California is disgusting and radical left, there's so many people and so many great, talented women. Virginia is, you know, of course, like any state in the country, you're going to find some attractive women, but it's, you know, all the smoke, it's a very strong tobacco state. We love our tobacco farmers, but, you know, the women, they all end up sort of kind of resembling Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes, I remember her.
So, you know, it's kind of like Steve Bannon, but with smaller tits.
Okay, so not a huge fan of the ladies in Virginia.
Oh, we respect them. We have tremendous respect for their ugly, tobacco-stained, you know, disgusting, you know, selves. But no, we're great respect for the patriotism.
Well, I wish you luck in your speech with Mr. Young Kids, and hopefully you can bring it home for Virginia tomorrow. Now, Mr. President, before we get into this next news story, which I'm sure you are going to really enjoy talking about, we have to talk about our powerful sponsor this week, and that is betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag, we're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season. Knicks 5-1 and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. That's right. Jets won yesterday. Quarterback over 400 yards for the first time since 1932.
White power.
That's right. His name is White. Head to our new updated desktop, our mobile website, to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right. 50% more money than you put in on your first deposit only. Use promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus from basketball, football, baseball, UFC, NHL just started, boxing, your favorite casino games, blackjack, craps, poker, roulette. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, including casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. That's betonline.ag. Now, Mr. President, there was a person on SNL who used to make guest appearances impersonating you. And you really despise this man. And I don't know if it's karma maybe you're thinking about because of all, you know, just these bad vibes he's put out and making fun of you. But recently, Alec Baldwin was on a movie shoot and he had to take a prop gun and shoot at the camera.
This is interesting because I haven't heard about this story.
You haven't heard about the story. You haven't heard at all. So you didn't know that Alec Baldwin killed one of the women who was working on the film and injured another.
Thank you, Melatonin. You know, when you started hearing that story, you had to go to work. Okay, where were your tech stuff? Thank you for that. That was very generous of you to read that story. Thank you.
Well, he killed a woman who was working on the film and injured.
Oh, wow. I haven't done that since like my 20s. Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to take a nap, tech stuff. Can we come back to this episode later? I need to take a nap. This is too much. Too much potency.
So this is the first time you heard that Alec Baldwin accidentally shot and killed a woman on his movie set with a prop gun. Wow, that's amazing. Three times in under 2 minutes. That is very presidential. It's amazing, actually.
You know what they say? You've heard the story. Donald Trump can't come three times unless he's heard of a radical left actor committing murder.
I did not hear that saying, but I just learned that. How do you feel? You just learned this. Do you feel no, bad
tech,
for
tech stuff? Not yet. You got to understand that's called presidential sarcasm.
I know that, Mr. President.
Of course, I've been hearing. I've been playing it on loop at Mar-a-Lago. You know, in the elevators instead of music. It's just
this new story
of Alec Baldwin shooting somebody
over and over and over again.
Do-do-do-do-do. Like there's background elevator music, but it's playing to the sound of Alec Baldwin, murdering people.
Now, if you were still on Twitter, would you have tweeted something nasty at Alec Baldwin?
It was Don Jr., my stupid son, who I wish he would shoot somebody and go to jail. It was my idea. He's selling T-shirts that were my idea, which are guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people. So those were my idea. But yeah, I would have not been too nice to Alec Baldwin. On Parler, I wrote, Hopefully, Alec can stick one of his fake Emmys for playing me up his ass when he's in jail so that he doesn't get destroyed by African Americans.
Well, I don't know that he's going to serve jail time. All he did was, fire a gun in the part that he was playing. And I'm sure the people who gave him the gun and who loaded that gun, they're probably going to be the people who have to answer a lot of questions. I don't think Alec Baldwin had anything to do with that, but Alec Baldwin's suffering. He murdered someone on a film set, which that probably sticks with you for the rest of your life. And really affects you in negative ways. You don't feel bad for him at all, Mr. President. I know he did some bad things, but there's no little bit of heart here.
Tech stuff. If you've ever listened to our Patreon content, Fred Trump and I, the great Fred Trump and I, we literally have dozens of bodies on our record. We haven't even gotten to the great Fred Trump's Oscar tradition, which is to film a snuff film and tell the women it's for an Oscar nominated film. On Oscar night, we would go out and.
You're revealing a Fred Trump tradition here.
Excuse me. Somebody on Instagram had the audacity, and I use that not referencing Obama and his terrible book, but they actually asked what the tradition was for Thanksgiving. And I said, join the Patreon, you cheapskate. You could listen to every tradition we've ever had in 1 month for $5, but you don't want to do that. You're not getting the answer on the gram. But the point is on Oscar nights, we would go out and we would say to young women, no, would you like to be in a movie? We're filming this for that. And all you have to do is, you have two options. One is you put Fred Trump in your mouth. The other is you put this gun in your mouth. And, we would say it was for a movie. And then sometimes bad things happened. But trust me, I know that Alec Baldwin's faking. Because the great Fred Trump and I, we were faking it when we killed those young women. So if I know anything, I know that everybody's just like me and Fred Trump. So Alec Baldwin probably set this whole thing up because he's a nasty, vicious person, unlike me.
What would be his end game for setting this up?
Well, if you're asking me, the way the great Fred Trump and I, eventually you can only kill so many hookers until you have to, you can no longer climax. You have to step up your game.
Okay.
So, Alec Baldwin may not be my favorite person, but he was once handsome and a very elite Hollywood person with a beautiful wife. So at this point, he's probably like, you know, with his fake Spanish wife, like, you know, I can't get it up anymore unless we step up our game. So I'm going to go murder some people on a film set.
That's one way to look at the situation.
We say strong prayers for the person he killed. They were very innocent, and they obviously weren't a great person. They were working on a film with Alec Baldwin, but you know, we forgive them for working with Alec Baldwin. I think that's very Christian of me.
It's very nice of you.
You know, I just hope that they're not with John McCain and Colin Powell right now.
So strong prayers for the woman's family. As long as
wherever she is, she's asking for my forgiveness for working with Alec Baldwin. I would give her my forgiveness.
Are there any prayers? I'm sure no strong prayers, but any sort of prayers for Alec Baldwin?
No,
as a great Christian.
Well, some say the greatest Christian.
The greatest Christian.
Well, you don't have to say it. I said some say it. There's a debate. I'm not the consensus greatest Christian, but I'm in the.
Who would be greater than you? What's the debate? It's you or who?
You know, I think you're talking, you know, Peter. You know, the first pope who holds the gate. You know, stands by the gates of heaven. He's somebody who's, you know, I think he has a strong resume as well.
Okay.
You know, I think there have been some saints who even call them martyrs.
You know, martyrs, go, martyrs, not murders. Yeah.
I said martyrs.
Okay. I think you said murders. Okay.
No, no, but martyrs get murdered.
Okay, that's true.
And I think some of them, you know, really deserve consideration, but I'm definitely, you know, I don't think there's any question that I'm top 10, maybe top 5.
Okay.
But no, I think my prayers are too valuable to be wasted on a Baldwin. So okay. No, I don't.
That's fine. Mr. President, we have one more story and then we're going to get to listener questions. Before we get to that, just want to let everybody know the Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College shirts are not available anymore and they will start shipping as of next week. I know a few people have emailed in and asked when they were going out. They'll be going out in the next couple of weeks, so you will receive your shirt shortly. Also, sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA, bonus episodes every single month, special guests, movie reviews, live Q&A episodes, the best Patreon on the internet. So patreon.com/MPGA, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out the website, mpgapod.com. Now, Mr. President, Sleepy Joe, as you call him, was at the UN climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Glasgow has, Mr. President, are you sleeping? Your eyes are closed. Mr. President.
Hey, come on, Jack. We're trying to save the climate, Jack.
Are you, doing an impression of, Joe Biden?
You see that impression? You see that talent?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Alec Baldwin. A lot better than Alec Baldwin.
Are you saying that he fell asleep today?
There were reports that Sleepy Joe was, what a shock, sleeping.
Now, the climate conference, do you agree with him going to the climate conference?
No, of course I agree with him. You know, I think a fake president should go to a climate hoax conference. At least it's on brand. Fake on fake.
Okay. Are you a fan of Glasgow, Scotland? I know they have some really nice golf courses there. So would you have gone just for the golf?
I would have gone the next week just to prove a point.
So you wouldn't have went the week of the climate conference. You would have went the week after just to play golf.
Bingo.
So the point you're proving is that you don't care about the climate conference.
What conference is that?
Climate change. You know, you don't think our planet.
Never heard of it.
Okay. So the climate is fine. Everything is cool. No problems. All right.
As long as Ivanka's nipples are hard and poking through her shirt, the temperature seems pretty cold. Not so much warming.
I got you. Well, Mr. President, before I let you go for this very important speech that you have to do for Mr. Young Kids, there are some listener questions that came in. Facebook, you failed us today, but some questions from Instagram and Twitter. We're going to go right to Twitter. And this is from at Pacifica Pan. And it says, if Marjorie Trainor Greene, they played with her name on this one, loses
He's tough. He's one of our toughest Republicans.
Okay. Loses the next election and needs a job at Mar-a-Lago, what position would you be willing to hire MTG for?
That's a great question, because obviously she's somebody that we would want in our administration very strongly. A great patriot, very tough, does CrossFit. Her role, I think, would be, if I were nice enough to let Mike Pence stay in the administration, big game Mike Pence, Marjorie Taylor Greene would be Secretary of Pegging. And would just drill Pence, you know, at least three times a week in front of the rest of the cabinet.
Well, that sounds like a very, very important job there.
It keeps Mike Pence in line. It keeps Mike Pence kind of happy. And it also, in corporate world, they talk about like a morale booster. You know, like, hey, okay, everybody, I know it's Wednesday, we're having a tough time, but 2 o'clock, you know what that is? Marjorie Taylor Greene goes to town on Mike Pence's big gay asshole. Okay. bring your snacks. Feel free to take photos for Parler. That would be very strong. So, yes, no, Matthew Taylor Greene would have an incredible role in my next administration. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Pacifica Pan. This comes from at
Pacifica Pan. Very loyal listener, very strong loyal listener. So we see your comments. We appreciate your support. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. This is at Ann Pagnotta, Mr. President, sir. This is a strange question. Let me finish the whole thing. It says, "Do you like rice?" On one hand, it's all white, which is very strong. However, on the other hand, it comes from the same part of the world as the Fujitsu, which is not strong. Thank you, sir. So what's your opinion on rice?
Rice is a complicated topic, because it's, you know, I'm pro-family and they have it at weddings. They throw rice at weddings. It also, you know, I like the sticky rice. So I do like the way the China people do it, you know, where it's sticky, not like sort of the Latin way where it's not sticky. So I think white rice is, and I don't go for the brown rice. You know, the brown rice will lower the property values on your dinner plate. So
okay.
I like the white rice. I know it's from China, but you know what? China's it's a strong culture. Even though we disagree with things, it is a strong culture. And they got like 1 billion people. Maybe some people even say more than that on rice. So it's obviously strong food. So overall, I know that you make some points about it being not some negatives, but I would say overall, I give a very strong and powerful thumb up the ass of Mike Pence for white rice.
This question comes from at JDub 047, And maybe this could be for the future, because I'm sure Rage and Brett is not with you right now. Maybe you want to weigh in on this this week, and you could ask him to. Does Kavanaugh want to weigh in on his thoughts about today's SCOTUS hearings on Texas SB 8? Do you think Rage and Brett want to talk about that?
I think I was texting Rage and Brett today. He's such a loyal justice. Right after the hearing, he was back home drilling his wife, and he took my call during it. And I thought it was very, very respectful of him. I think he might come on to do a bonus episode this month, because to talk about many of these Supreme Court things. So, you know, that's a great idea. And I think we can talk to Rage and Brett maybe later this month. Maybe during, you know, before he gets drunk at Thanksgiving, we should probably talk to him.
That would be great. We have one more question from Twitter, and then we are going to go to Instagram. And this is from at Miss Andre 2. Hello, Sir Doctor, Doctor, Sir Doctor, Sir Esquire, Sir President of King's President, Sir.
You see that? Do you hear that? Do you hear that respect?
A lot of respect right there. I was at the For God and Country Patriot Double Down Q event this weekend. Do you agree with Ron Watkins' de facto Q leader's statement? He's today's digital Rosa Parks.
No, I think he is. I don't even think he's the digital Rosa Parks. I think he's better than Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks didn't even have a computer.
It's true.
She couldn't even do any of the stuff that Ron does. So she had no computer. She had no internet. She didn't, as far as I know, never stopped any Democrats from doing pedophilia. So for all I know, she was eating babies with the rest of the Democrats. So I don't even respect Rosa Parks. To me, is like the most overrated person. You know, she sat on a bus. Congratulations, you're poor. You have to take the bus. Ron, our QAnon friend, is, I think, way better than Rosa Parks. Though, you know, we respect Rosa Parks, of course.
Mm-hmm. But not as much as Mr. Watkins here.
Well, Rosa Parks didn't have an HBO documentary about it, I don't think. So.
No.
And so it's, you know, we respect her, but, you know, not a lot of talent.
Okay. We have a few questions from Instagram. I know you have to get going with this 3 to 5 hour speech. This comes from at Teflon Mon. Mr. President, sir, how did you react to Melatonin publicly rolling her eyes at you very powerfully with strong strength? What is your response to that?
Well, the fake news media obviously misinterpreted this in a disgusting way. That's the face she makes when the sleep drugs wear off after our powerful lovemaking. You know, like her, you know, she's like still getting her vision back, her awareness. So yeah, the fake news wanted to turn that into, oh, look at how unhappy she is with her great, strong, powerful, handsome husband. Nothing could be further from the truth. She was simply recovering from you know, the Bill Cosby cocktail that I give her each afternoon before we make powerful love.
Okay. This is our last question. And this person always supplies great questions. Their name is strange. I think it's 13XR3X.
You know who that is? I can't.
I know who it is.
Excuse me.
It's our Patreon president, correct?
Well, okay, now you figured it out because you heard the respect in my voice.
No, I saw his picture. I didn't see the picture until now.
Well, you know what? Do your research. Like we say with the vaccine, do your research.
Okay, my apologies. Dr. Mr. President, Sir Esquire, the trespasser in chief is set to reopen America's borders to international travel next week from Europe, Brazil, and other previously banned countries. Are you looking forward to any visitors to the Southern White House, Mar-a-Lago?
Well, we've invited Salma Hayek legally. That's a legal invite.
Okay.
But, you know, we've got our guns ready. If the Civil War has to start at Mar-a-Lago, so be it. When Sleepy Joe lets in a totally disgraceful group of Latinos, we'll call them. We'll say that. Now, that's the southern border. Repeat, do me a favor, repeat the question. I was just getting so angry when he talked about Sleepy Joe.
Sure.
After the southern border part.
Well, are you looking forward to any visitors to the southern White House, Mar-a-Lago, from these countries? Are you looking forward to anyone visiting?
Which countries?
From either Europe, from Brazil, or any previously banned countries.
That's what I thought. Well, Joe Bolsonaro, my friend from Brazil, will be coming with many, I don't know the term in Portuguese or Brazilian, whatever language they speak, but he told me he is bringing the whores. So what that translates to. I'm also looking forward to, you know, Melatonin's friends from Europe will be coming. The Transylvanian Bikini Squad is okay. Welcome at Mar-a-Lago. And then that's pretty much it. Everybody else, we have given orders to shoot on sight if they look like foreign people, even if they're not. But now the Transylvanian Bikini Team, Joe Bolsonaro and his whores, all very welcome at Mar-a-Lago. So we're looking forward to them and everybody else. Like I said, shoot on sight.
Okay. Well, Mr. President, I want to wish you luck in this speech tonight in Virginia. And I'm sure it's going to go very, very well. And any other speeches planned in the next couple of weeks? Victory speeches?
Not a victory speech, but I'm the keynote speaker at the NAMBLA Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Service. So that'll be very sort of touching and powerful speech.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. And thank you once again for spending another week with us. I know you're a busy man, right? You know, doing the speech, you should be, you know, you could be prepping for it. I'm sure you know the speech inside and out, and you're here just doing this podcast. So we really appreciate that. And again, check out betonline.ag for all your gambling needs, for sports betting or casino games. You could find all your betting action there. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, mpgapod.com. You can find every episode there, and including the link to the YouTube channel. And your T-shirts for Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College will be coming soon in the next couple of weeks. Also, for all the listeners who have checked out my special and the listeners who have not checked out my special, please check it out. Something from Nothing. You can find it on Amazon, Apple, for international people, Vimeo.com. It's on YouTube, Xbox. It's all over the place. Video on demand for almost all cable providers. And that's called Something from Nothing. So please check that out. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm going to go endorse young kids soon. But before then, hello, everybody. I'm very sleepy. I apologize to our Patreon president for my sleepy response to his question. But I'm like, I've been up a long time right now. So a rare need for a repeat question. But yeah, nothing. My podcast, you can catch up on Righteous PK podcast. I'm taking a couple of weeks off from it to recover from the special taping. And my computer's broken. So that's also why you can catch up on it. No new episodes for a week or two. As far as gigs coming up, I'm in Lee, Massachusetts in the Berkshires this Saturday. And then December 9th, Pittsburgh Improv. December 16th to the 19th, the DC Improv in Washington, DC. So if you're in either of those cities, please come out and then go to my calendar on my website, because I'm working on a Chicago. I'm finalizing a Chicago show for the end of January. on my way out to LA for my LA show. So Chicago and LA, LA tickets are already available on my website. Chicago is hopefully coming very soon. Hopefully you stayed with us to this point in the episode. And if you didn't, you're missing out. So thank you for listening. I'm going to go to sleep for 10 hours. God help us all.